Are you managing projects, but are you managing them with your full potential? What if I told you your inner project management superpower is already waiting to be unlocked? Point number one, focus on value-driven execution. Again, focus on value-driven execution. See, we want to ensure that each task directly contributes to the achieving of project strategic goals. People always say, well, why is this important, ED? Well, it's important because value-driven execution reduces wasted resources, ensuring every action is actually purposeful. Here's my actionable tip. Regularly ask, how does this activity add value to our core objectives? Adjust or eliminate any task accordingly. Let's move on to our next point. Harness the power of influence. What I love about what John Maxwell talks about in his leadership's books is that the ability to lead more effectively, and I'm putting my little remix on there, is the ability to inspire as well as influence. So harnessing the power of influence, see, influence involves persuading others without direct authority, ensuring smooth collaboration. As a project manager, your job is that you most of the time don't have direct reports. So when you don't have direct reports, by having the ability to master influence helps you secure resources, resolve conflicts, and encourage stakeholder cooperation. That is big. You need your project team cooperation as well as your stakeholder cooperation. Without this, your project is up a hill with no water to flow down. Does that make sense? No, let's remix that. It's like you're paddling in a boat with no paddles. You're just using your hand. Here's my actionable tip. Regularly build and nurture genuine relationships. That's the key, family. When you are creating these particular relationships, let's ensure that they're genuine. Because the more genuine they are, the stakeholders are more understanding and they want to support the priorities that's in place. They also want to help you move obstacles out the way because you really need them, because you may be using one of their resources, one of their direct reports, and they may have other prior competing priorities. But because you built that genuine relationship, because you took time to really reach out and just say, hey, how are you doing today? With no ill will intention, you genuinely want to know how they're doing. This is why it's important to harness the power of actual influence. Point number three, operate with a radical transparency. The more you openly share project challenges, progresses, as well as setbacks, it maintains the trust and alignment of the team. See, this is important because transparency builds confidence, it prevents rumors, and it facilitates a quicker solution. You know the model here. When we have the problem, we can either spend time on focusing on the problem, or we can look the solution dead in the face and say, okay, let's look and experiment with some of these particular solutions. Here's my actionable tip. Share weekly candidate updates to stakeholders, clearly outlining both successes and areas that need attention. Also say areas of opportunities. When you are talking with your stakeholders or you're talking with your project team, you want to ensure that you're addressing it as, hey, we have some areas of opportunity here. What is areas of opportunity? Meaning we have some challenges that we are up against and we want to look at some proposed solutions. This is what we've experimented with already, not tried, because you know a lot of people try a lot of different things in life. This is why I love what Les Brown says, is that when you go to sit down on a chair, you don't try and sit down. Either you sit down or you don't. So we must do instead of continuously to try. So I always love experimenting with different solutions to find a better outcome. Point number four, adapt a less is more mindset. Listen, I'm huge on all the different artifacts, all the different scheduling techniques, that they are definitely important. But having the ability to simplify wherever possible, it is eliminating unnecessary complexity in the communication and the process. And I know I got somebody out there, one of my seasoned pro project managers, to say, well, So what you're saying, we don't need this artifact or that artifact. This is the same conversation that we will have when we talk about having an agile mindset. Because if we know one of the values of having an agile mindset is individuals and interactions over processes and tools. Why is that important, Ed? This is important because the more we can get interactions with people and individuals to find an outcome, not a result, because we know the difference here. If you've been paying attention, we know that a result is something that is not more applicable to an outcome. An outcome is saying to ourselves is that we achieve that particular milestone. A result, in my humble opinion, is like a task. Or, well, we put this task up under the particular milestone. So having the ability to eliminate unnecessary complexity, it really does improve communication as well as our processes. This is important because clarity and simplicity improves understanding, faster decision-making, and execution. We know execution is worshiped over anything. This is why you, project manager, are in place. This is why you, project team, is in place, to ensure that we execute with quality and ensuring that we move forward. Here's my actionable tip for you today. Regularly review your project schedules, your project plans, your presentations, how you're communicating, and challenge yourself to remove anything that's non-essential. Because if you don't, you will find yourself in a loop, as I call it, of you're just going around and around and you're not moving forward. Our goal in any particular project is always being able to glance back, but continue to put a foot in front of each other and move forward. Point number five, strengthen your cross-functional understanding. We know that we're going to need certain people from different departments. So why wouldn't we want to strengthen our cross-functional understanding? See, having the ability to understand various departmental perspective enables effective coordination and it reduces silos. If you really want to get me going, and I'm going to go because I'm live and I might as well do it, go on a rant. This is one of the things I always see when I'm leading a project, these silos. What are silos? Silos are things where groups of people get together and won't share information with the rest of the teams. What are silos? Silos are things where you may have an individual that has information that could benefit the team, but the fear, okay, maybe that's a strong word, but I'm going to use it today. The fear of them sharing that information, the concern may be, oh, I may lose my role, or I may be downsized, or I may be outsized. So we have to work on creating a safe environment. This is why psychological safety is important. If you haven't checked that episode out about the four psychological safety measures, you need to watch that, watch as well as listen to it if you're listening to it on the podcast, because it's important, family, that we understand the more we can break down these silos, the more that we can break these silos, it allows an opportunity for us collectively as a project team, as stakeholders, and the overall project that should be aligned with the organizational vision and goals to be able to have more success. This is important, family, because cross-functional knowledge improves collaboration, it accelerates decisions, and it reduces any particular misunderstanding. Here's my actionable tip. Spend dedicated time learning core aspects of departments involving your projects, enhancing your ability to integrate effectively, and take time to learn the human side of project management. There's a lot of times that you may be working with a stakeholder that they may be different than how you work with a different stakeholder on a previous project. We can't apply the same method. We can experiment with them, but then we have to adjust and adapt along the way in the journey. Point number six, develop a laser-focused execution. By maintaining discipline on your project strategic priority, despite daily distractions, oh, you don't know what daily distractions is. Well, all of a sudden they want to call it impromptu meeting. And then you get to the impromptu meeting and now we're having conversation and dialogue around things that don't really matter to the actual project. And if that's the case, then you have to have the courage, you have to have the ability to say, hey guys, I'll need to step away from this particular meeting because I need to focus on keeping the main thing the main thing. So focus on execution ensures timely delivery of critical milestones, which again, boosts or boosting overall project success. My actionable tip: identify daily must complete priorities and protect time blocks with everything that you got, because people will try to pull you off of what you're doing. And there's a way to address that. If there's a problem that is aligned with the project, yes, we need to set up a meeting. Or if there's conflict within the project, yes, let's connect one-on-one first before we bring it to the bigger group of things. I get that. I've been in situations where leading a project and then all of a sudden you start getting all these new agenda topics that, hey, I'm all for, but we agreed on these agenda topics here, and I'm all about pivot, but won't we use a format just putting this in a parking lot so we can get these things, because these are priorities according to what we all agreed upon. This is why it's important to agree upon, hey, what we're going to discuss when we meet on this weekly meeting. And a lot of times you may not get feedback, so you have to make that decision, not the choice, but the decision of, hey, this is the direction we're going to go, and then we just move forward. Point number 7, become an advocate of realistic expectations. Now, I've led projects where these realistic expectations fell short. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't want to sugarcoat it. You know you're here because I am very transparent when it comes to project management, and mostly the human side of project management. You will have situations where leadership may ask you to create an unrealistic expectation. However, you have to have the courage to be able to explain to them, hey, I'm more than willing to do that, but let me show you what may be impacted. See, a lot of people will be like, oh, it's not possible, we can't do that. And then I don't care who you are, that turns somebody off and doesn't want to make them really work with you. So having the ability to go and do your homework and say, hey, you know what, based on what the expectations you have for this project, let me tell you what can be impacted. This is the potential things we can move around. I know you wanted to do tasks 1 through 4, but we may not be able to do 1 through 4. We may have to do 5 through 8, but again, you see where I'm going. I'm giving solutions and letting them make the decision. If you want to impact the triple constraints, we know it's scope, cost, time, as well as quality, no problem. But just know you won't get these certain things that you asked for. This is important because realistic expectations protects your team morale, reduces burnout, and it really helps with you as far as your credibility. If your team knows you have their back, their side, their front, they're willing to go to bat for you. They're willing to work more hours, even though you would prefer that they don't, because again, this is going to create burnout, which is going to cause disdain for not just only you, but don't even want to work on a particular project. Again, here's my actionable tip. You want to be able to push back respectfully, like I said, with solutions, but you want to be firm with timelines, expectations that are unrealistic, always presenting feasible alternative. That's the key, family. Just don't go in there and say, nope, this can't be done, and then turn out and just turn around like, hey, but this is not going to work. So we have to be able to present feasible alternatives that make sense and that it can be understood and articulated in a way that we're not saying no, but what we are saying is this is what's going to be impacted if we don't go this particular direction. This is what you hired me for. And since you hired me for that, I went and did my homework, and my homework came back and said this. Point number 8, hone your skill of inquiry. Asking powerful questions. See, this is something that I'm still on a journey of asking powerful questions, because when you ask powerful questions, you have an opportunity to get a deeper insight, and you'll be able to spark innovative thinking. I'm going to give you a good example of this. When you ask somebody, hey, as a project team member, hey, did you send that email? And they'll say, yeah. Most project managers may walk away and say, oh, okay, it's done. But then you got to ask a deeper question. Well, when did you send that email? Oh, I sent it 2 days ago. Okay. Did you follow up? Well, no. And then they say, okay, if you follow up and they don't answer that, what are you going to do next? This is really going deeper, and it forces the team to think, because they know when they come and talk to you or you talk to them that this is what the expectation is. So effectively asking questions uncovers hidden issues, it stimulates strategic discussions, as well as it drives better outcomes, which leads to better decision. Here's my actionable tip. Practice asking open-ended, curiosity-driven questions in meetings and encouraging a richer dialogue. Here's my final advice. These are actionable things that, you know, family, I just don't want you to come here and listen to these episodes. You've learned some powerful strategies today, but remember, knowledge alone is not power. But taking this information and really putting some actionable tips in there, this is your real superpower. So I'm going to go over my top three that I really like, which is value-driven execution, asking yourself daily, is what I'm doing right now adding real value, or am I just trying to do busy work just to be busy? Like I'm setting up meetings and we get to the meetings and there's not a value conversation. If this is the case, you want to eliminate things that do not align with your project strategic objective and prioritize relentlessly. My second one is harness the power of influence. You have to understand the ability to build genuine relationships and trust with stakeholders in your project team will take your project further, meaning that they know that they can count on you. And by them knowing they can count on you, you can count on them. So commit to having one meaningful conversation this week and that deepens your influence. No title needed, family. And my last and final one is operate with radical transparency. One of the things is you want to challenge yourself. Am I sharing the whole truth about the project challenges, or am I just sugarcoating it because I want to look good in front of leadership? I want to look good in front of the team. No, 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 no. We need to have these transparent. This is one of the reasons, again, I love the Scrum framework because it implores and really pushes you to understand the ability to be transparent. Here's my actionable tip for you on that. Start openly sharing weekly project updates, highlighting both wins as well as struggles. Now, just watch how your credibility improves. Well, if we were playing checkers or chess, now is your move. The transformation happens when you decide to implement these strategies. Take the first step today. I'll give you tonight to think it over, but I'm hoping you'll make the decision today and watch how your project management journey becomes exceptional and extraordinary. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. We're not going to complicate that. That just simply means Ed. Until next time.